Unit 9. The Internet does it all.
网络无极限。
Power to change the world.
神奇力量。
New words.
Broadband.
Nobby.
Netizen.
Cyber love.
Website.
Lurk.
Bump.
Pop-up.
Blog.
2. Listen to the conversation between two friends.Circle the appropriate letters, A through D, to answer the questions.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Susan. What's up?
Quite busy. I've got 2 papers to write this week.
Me too. I have to give up the BBS chat room and PC games for the moment.
But now I have to surf the internet every day.
To collect materials for the paper?
Sure. Seems that there is nothing you cannot find on the internet.I'm a netizen now.
Why?
Well, I search for information for my paper on the internet, and during the break, I chat with my friends via MSN or QQ, and sometimes I even play games online.
I see. Then let's stay being a netizen.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, Susan. What's up?
Quite busy.I've got 2 papers to write this week.
Me too. I have to give up the BBS chat room and PC games for the moment.
But now I have to surf the internet every day.
To collect materials for the paper?
Sure. Seems that there is nothing you cannot find on the internet. I'm a netizen now.
Why?
Well, I search for information for my paper on the internet, and during the break, I chat with my friends via MSN or QQ,And sometimes I even play games online.
I see. Then let's stay being a netizen.
New word.
Chat.
Proper nouns.
BBS.
PC.
MSN.
QQ. 3. Listen to the short story. Fill in the blanks.
ID10 T error. I was having trouble with my computer.It couldn't log on to the internet. So I called Marvin, the computer guy, to come over. Marvin clicked a couple of buttons and solved the problem. He gave me a bill for a minimum service call. As he was walking away, I called after him. So what was wrong? He replied, it was an ID10 T error.I didn't want to appear stupid, but nonetheless inquired, An ID10T error? What's that? In case I need to fix it again. The computer guy grinned. Haven't you ever heard of an ID10T error before? No, I replied. Write it down, he said, and I think you'll figure it out. So I wrote it out. ID10T. I was having trouble with my computer. It couldn't log on to the internet. So I called Marvin, the computer guy, to come over. Marvin clicked a couple of buttons and solved the problem. He gave me a bill for a minimum service call. As he was walking away,I called after him. So, what was wrong? He replied, it was an ID10T error. I didn't want to appear stupid, but nonetheless inquired, an ID10T error? What's that? In case I need to fix it again. The computer guy grinned. Haven't you ever heard of an ID10T error before?No, I replied. Write it down, he said, and I think you'll figure it out. So I wrote it out. ID10T.
New words.
Log.
Click.
Nonetheless.
Inquire.
Grin. 4. Read the passage. Complete the summary by using the words from the passage.
Why blog?Now it seems everyone is talking about blogging. Everywhere we go, we find articles and forums devoted to this craze. There are also many home business owners who are trying to figure out what a blog is and how they can use one to their benefit. The term blog is an abbreviation of weblog, a phrase that was first used in 1997, both as a noun and as a verb. As a noun, it just means an online journal or log. You can jot down personal thoughts and notes, post articles you've written, or keep track of interesting websites you find. A blog is something entirely of your own creation, and you can use it to share your thoughts with the world or with anyone you can get to read it anyway. There are many ways to create a blog. The easiest by far is to use one of the free tools and templates available online. After you have created the blog, you can then publish your blog through them, and voila, your blog is posted online for the world to see. Once you've created your blog, you will need to decide how you will use it. Will it be a personal blog, or will it be a business blog with articles and tips for potential customers? If you want your blog to be found by others, try to make the title and descriptions of your blog meaningful, because they are what people will see when your blog is returned in a search engine. If your description is simply "my blog," you may not draw the attention you'd like. There are many ways to get your blog noticed outside of optimizing them for search engines. For instance, there are websites devoted to listing blogs dedicated to any topic that you can think of. You can also use some free tools to track the traffic on your blog and to create a dynamic title box that can be used to display your blog headlines on your website or even in your email signature. Each time you update your blog, these headlines are instantly updated. There are many ways to use a blog for either personal or business use. If used correctly, a blog can be a terrific tool to inform potential customers of your business.
New words:
forum,
craze,
journal,
jot,
post,
entirely,
template,
potential,
optimize,
dedicate,
traffic,
dynamic,
headline,
signature,
update.
Challenges to the power.
挑战力量.
New words:
tilt,
puppy,
cyberholic.
2. Listen to the conversation between two friends. Circle the appropriate letters A through D to answer the questions.
Hi, Joe. You look upset. What's the matter?
The on-campus LAN doesn't work.
So what?
So, I have lost contact with my friends.
Why? You can call them or visit them, can't you?
Well, for some net pals, I even don't know their real names.
I see, but it's not so urgent.
Not at all. I just feel a little uneasy.
I know. You have got used to interacting with friends on the internet.
Exactly. It's really interesting to chat with friends in the forum.
So you also post a lot in the BBS, don't you?
Yes.
Hi, Joe. You look upset. What's the matter?
The on-campus LAN doesn't work.
So what?
So, I have lost contact with my friends.
Why? You can call them or visit them, can't you?
Well, for some net pals, I even don't know their real names.
I see, but it's not so urgent.
Not at all. I just feel a little uneasy.
I know. You have got used to interacting with friends on the internet.
Exactly. It's really interesting to chat with friends in the forum.
So you also post a lot in the BBS, don't you?
Yes.
New words:
upset,
urgent,
uneasy,
proper noun,
LAN.
3. Listen to the conversation and complete the chart. Hi, Tom. My computer isn't working well.
Well, let me have a look. I'm afraid your computer has been infected with some bad program.
Bad program?
Yes. It is a Trojan horse, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Nina. It can happen to anyone.
Is there anything we can do now?
Sure. The intruder may have access to your personal information. So first, disconnect the computer from the internet.
I've got antivirus software, but I have forgotten to update it.
I have the latest one. You can install my software, which hopefully can kill the horse in your computer. And do remember to maintain your updated antivirus software and use an internet firewall later.
Hi, Tom. My computer isn't working well.
Well, let me have a look. I'm afraid your computer has been infected with some bad program.
Bad program?
Yes. It is a Trojan horse, I guess.
Oh, my God.
Take it easy, Nina. It can happen to anyone.
Is there anything we can do now?
Sure. The intruder may have access to your personal information. So first, disconnect the computer from the internet.
I've got antivirus software, but I have forgotten to update it.
I have the latest one. You can install my software, which hopefully can kill the horse in your computer. And do remember to maintain your updated antivirus software and use an internet firewall later.
New words.
Infect.
Install.
Firewall.
Proper nouns.
Trojan horse.
CD-ROM. 4. Read a passage about how technology affects the development of the English language. Do the exercises.
Spam. Technology always has an influence on language. When printing came in, it brought new words into the language. When broadcasting first started, new words came into the language. And now the internet has come along, so it's not surprising that quite a large number of new words have come into the English vocabulary, especially the last 10 years, really, since the World Wide Web came into being. And of course, if you've got emails, and most people have these days, then you will have encountered the word spam. Spam, flooding your email box with ads or other unwanted messages. But why the word spam for this sort of thing? Spam was originally a tinned meat back in the 1930s, a brand name for a particular kind of cold meat. But it became very fashionable when Monty Python, the satirical television comedy series back in the 70s and 80s, had a sketch where just for fun they had spam with every item on the restaurant menu. Bacon and spam, egg and spam, ham and spam, spam and spam, 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 spam. And they actually sang a song about it, and it caught on. And therefore, it became a real part of the language, meaning any unwanted material of any kind. And so, when the internet came along, it wasn't surprising, really, that spam became part of that kind of experience. And the evidence that it's become part of the language is not just because of the noun spam, which you might expect to see in the internet context, but because it's generated other kinds of linguistic expression as well. You've now got verbs based upon it, and adjectives based upon it. You can now have, "I've been spammed," or "somebody's spamming me." And the actual people who send all these horrible emails out to everybody so that we're flooded with these things, what are they called? Well, there's a new noun. It's called spammer.
New words.
Spam.
Broadcast.
Encounter.
Flood.
Tinned.
Satirical.
Comedy.
Series.
Bacon.
Ham.
Evidence.
Context.
Generate.
Linguistic.
Horrible.
Spammer.
New words.
Positive.
Negative.
Impact.
pronunciation, stress, and intonation. Read aloud. Be aware of the rhythm and stress in the sentences. Rhythm and stress.
Stresses of English tend to recur at regular intervals of time. It's often perfectly possible to tap on the stresses in time with a metronome. The rhythm can even be set to determine the length of the pause between phrases. An extra tap can be put in the silence, as shown by the marks within the parentheses.
She wanted a pretty parrot.
My aunt wanted 10 pretty parrots.
The unknown man.
The man is unknown.
The red bird flew speedily home.